It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas with you until 5:30 tonight, leading you into Cleveland Cavaliers basketball. And speaking of basketball, the Cavaliers aren't the only ones in action this weekend. For just $5 at the gate, you get a chance to see six games. That's 12 teams in Lorain County, over half of the Lorain County boys basketball teams, and it's all being done for a really cool cause as well. Here to help us out with more of the details on that, we've got Fireland's head coach, Al Januzzi. Coach Januzzi, as always, we appreciate you joining us. The Lorain County Boys Basketball Coaches Association has a preview coming up this weekend, as we mentioned. Coach, let's go over the basic details.
Absolutely. First of all, thanks so much for having me on, representing the Boys Basketball Coaches Association. In the association, we have two major events each year. We have the Lorain County Preview, which is going to be Sunday at Elyria Catholic, and then we also have the All-Star Night, which takes place a state tournament weekend on a Sunday. But to focus on the preview on Sunday, which is going to be at Elyria Catholic, it is a great opportunity for people to come and see, over half of the teams, actually 12 of the 19 teams in Lorain County, play. And a preview is, it's a game situation. You only play a half. And this way, the players get the uniforms on before the season. It's not a game that counts. But again, it's a great opportunity to come and see these kids play. So at 2 o'clock, Clearview will play Midview. At 2:40, Firelands will play Elyria Catholic. At 3:20, Keystone will play Lorain. At 4 o'clock, Vermilion will play North Ridgeville. At 4:40, Elyria will play Amherst. And at 5:20, Wellington will play Open Door. So it's a lot of action. It goes quickly. But again, it's a great opportunity. It's a fun event for the Coaches Association. And the proceeds from this event and our All-Star Night have typically benefited scholarships that we've given to kids, and we've given over $75,000 in scholarships to our senior athletes since we've started doing these events. And we get the money from the preview and the gate from the All-Star game. This year's a little bit different because we are going to, in addition to awarding those scholarships, we're going to take our excess funds and we are going to donate them to the DeFranco family. We're actually going to present a check to the family on All-Star Night. In addition to, the proceeds from the preview and the All-Star game, each school has also donated at least $50 to this fund to, again, be distributed to the DeFranco family. So we need people to come out, because the more people we have, every $5 when you walk in there not only gets you in the door, but it goes directly, $5 will go directly to the DeFranco family.
Now, this takes place this weekend. You mentioned at Elyria Catholic. Is this on Saturday or is this on Sunday?
It's on Sunday. Yep, it's on Sunday at EC. Again, first game is at 2 o'clock.
And to run through that schedule, 2 o'clock, it's Clearview against Midview, 2:40 Firelands against Elyria Catholic, 3:20 Keystone against Lorain. At 4 o'clock, you've got Vermilion and North Ridgeville, 4:40 Elyria against Amherst, and 5:20 Wellington against Open Door. Now, people are looking at that and listening to that right now saying, wait a minute, 40 minutes between games. Now, you guys have a structure here. You don't play an entire game. You guys just play a half, right?
That's exactly right. We play a half. And we keep things on schedule. We've been doing this for, I think this is going to be our 15th preview. So, we've got it under control. There's limited warm-up time for the teams because we want to make sure that we're staying on schedule. But it is, I'm telling you, it's a great event. You watch a half, you're watching teams compete. And even though it's a preview, the guys are competing. It's a competitive half for each game. And a lot of these teams are teams that we usually try to match up the teams that don't play each other in the regular season. So you're going to see matchups that you're not going to be able to see in the regular season, although, sometimes you might see them in the tournament. That also, gives a little intrigue to the event.
And there's all kinds of intrigue this year. You mentioned the tie-in with the DeFranco family. And, over the last 15 years, this is an event that has raised quite a bit of money, and I think that says a lot of different things. I mean, what a great community that we're a part of, no question about that. And I think it says a lot about the interest in basketball in this area, too. I mean, here we are just about a couple of weeks away from getting things going for the 2019-2020 season, and there's some pretty fascinating matchups in there. You mentioned, Coach, that you guys like to mix these matchups up so that you get a chance to see some games that you can't really see during the regular season. But I think this year especially, it adds to the importance, not only because of the cause, which is, of course, very, very important, but also the opportunity to come out and perhaps see some faces for the first time in this preview that could really make some noise throughout the year.
Without question, it's a great opportunity. And it's the preview itself, the All-Star Night, is always a huge success. And it's a huge success because it was actually Troy DeFranco, when he was president of the association, who changed the format. You used to do two All-Star games. It was Troy's idea to go to the three-point contest, the dunk contest, and then the Gene Legaiza All-Star Classic. Now, in recent years, the Ohio High School Athletic Association allows you to do what's called a Rising Stars game. So now you get the three-point contest, the dunk contest, the Rising Stars game, which are underclassmen, and then the senior All-Star game, the Gene Legaiza Classic. Because this was Troy's concept, we're actually going to rename that night the Troy DeFranco All-Star Night, featuring the Gene Legaiza Classic. As an association, when Troy passed away, we decided two things. We need to do what we can to keep his legacy alive. And secondly, we need to do what we can to support his family. And that's what we're doing with these events. But the preview, we need people to come. It's been difficult to promote because during the season, the All-Star game is coming. The All-Star game is coming. So we're really looking forward to having a good turnout for this preview.
And again, it all takes place this Sunday at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. $5 at the gate. That's all it is. $5 gets you in to see all six games. That's 12 different teams. As Coach Jaduzzi mentioned before, that's all but seven teams in Lorain County. So it'll be a lot of fun again this Sunday at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. Coach Al Jaduzzi of the Firelands Falcons joining us here on the hotline talking about this weekend's events. And, Coach, we sit down and we talk about all the money that you guys have raised throughout the course of the year. This year, you mentioned, obviously going to be a little bit different, honoring Troy DeFranco. This is one of many events to honor Troy. Of course, the DeFranco Memorial Tournament will take place the day before Thanksgiving this year. And it's one of many events, as we mentioned, to honor Troy. And I know throughout the course of the season, we'll be working together here at WEOL with the Coaches Association, also on the boys' side of things, to try and do some more to, continue the legacy of Troy DeFranco. I know with every three hit, we're going to raise some funds throughout the course of the year as well. And there's also going to be a sportsmanship award, too. And that's all kind of these are the things that Troy really embodied. And I think all of that made this so easy to get behind.
Without a doubt. I was very fortunate. I've been the treasurer of the association for what seems like forever, and Troy was one of the presidents that I worked with. And you can't say enough about Troy, just in terms of the way he handled himself on the court, on the sideline, the sportsmanship. He's somebody that, I as a coach always emulated. I know all of the coaches did, and that's why we're really motivated to make sure that his example, that his life and his legacy are honored during this season and beyond. And so I think it's important, the things that, that we're doing are not only going to help our athletes, but they're going to help our athletes understand and know the impact that Troy had, not only on us coaches, but on, everybody that he touched in the basketball world.
Certainly continuing the example that Coach DeFranco sent, no doubt about that. Well, again, a lot of great games here, Coach, and I think, we mentioned 2 o'clock it gets going with Clearview against Midview, and then the final game scheduled to tip at 5:20, Wellington taking on Open Door. You guys, of course, will be taking on Elyria Catholic at 2:40, and, I guess to go one step further here, you're coaching in one of these preview games, so you'll get a chance to kind of take a look at some of the other games going on, but you have one that you're coaching at 2:40. This has got to be one of those events that has to be a lot of fun to coach in as well.
It is. There's really not a lot of pressure because it's not a game, but it's the first time your kids have the uniforms on. A lot of coaches use it to go through their normal pregame situation, so you're doing that before that first game. I've always liked my teams to be in the preview because it gets those pregame jitters out early, and it gets you an idea to just see how your kids are going to respond in front of a crowd with uniforms on in an actual game situation.
Well, again, it's this Sunday at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum, the Lorain County Boys Basketball Coaches Association preview with 12 different teams in action. Now, the gates will open at 1 or 1:30. When are you guys opening up the gates for the festivities on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll be there at 1, opening up the gates. So, you know, if you're coming, you know, bringing a player or whatever, the gates will be open and you can come in early to get ready for that first Clearview-Midview game.
And keep in mind, $5 gets you in for all six games. And again, it's for an incredible cause as well. Coach Januzzi, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. And you're going to be stuck with me a week from today as well, my friend at the Brew Kettle at Amherst for the Coach's Preview Show. So we'll be talking a lot here in the coming weeks.
Yep, look forward to it. And again, on behalf of the coaches and the Coaches Association, thanks so much for helping us promote this event.
Absolutely, Coach Januzzi, thank you. This is certainly something we love getting behind and we'll continue to get behind throughout the course of the year as well. Again, check it out this Sunday at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum, the Lorain County Boys Basketball Coaches Association preview. You have six different games. 12 different teams from Lorain County will be in action. They will play a regulation half, and it's only $5 at the gate to get in. But again, it goes towards a terrific cause. Let's step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.